Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin, daf Yud Zayin. We are starting near the top with Halacha Dalet, and Vilna's daf is on Tet Zayin Omer Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Bats Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Pasuk Birayis. Rabbi Yehuda tells us Im Hayederech Rabbim Faskasa. If the Rabbim passes through these Pasim, Yisal Ken Letzda, then he has to move it to the side. The whole heter for Pasuk Birayis is turning the area enclosed by it into Rosh Hashayachid. However, if the Rabbim, all the traffic and passersby walking through Rosh Hashayachid, walks freely through this area and doesn't walk around it, they kind of view it as if it's not there, so then the whole thing has to move to the side, then it's not valid at all. That's because the Rabbim are mevatel the mechitzas. It's as if we don't have mechitzas here at all, due to the fact that the Rabbim is using it as if they don't exist. However, Chum say, no problem, it doesn't have to move to the side, there's no issue. Another machlokes, Echon Be'er Rabbim, whether we're talking about a public well, Ubar HaRabbim, or a public cistern, the difference between a well and a cistern is that a well has its own source of water, a cistern is filled up by an outside source, or Ube'er HaYachid, a privately owned well, which happens to be in the Rosh HaSarabim, Oysel Hen Pasim, in all these cases, we're allowed to make Pasim for them. Avo LeBar HaYachid, but if it's a privately owned bar, then it needs a proper Mechitza, Oysel Hen Mechitza Gwaya Sarat Fachim, Div Rabbi Kiva says it has to have a proper Mechitza of 10 Fachim high. Now, Rabbi Yudim Bavaymer, he argues and says, Ein Oysel Pasim, we're not allowed to do this whole Pasim thing, El Be'er HaRab Bavad, except for Be'er HaRabim, a public well, Ulashar, for all other things, public cisterns, or private wells or cisterns. We have to make a proper wall 10 tefachim high. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Ha'isadarach Rosh Hashanah Mefaskasa v'chulu. So now Omer Rabbi Yechon asks a question, Mechav Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda. It seems to be we have a steer in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanin Taman over there, we have a Mishnah. We learned this earlier in the Masechta as well. V'chein Gesharah Mefulashin, a bridge which is Mefulash, which means underneath the bridge is totally open. You could walk through it. Still, Metaltan Tachtein B'Shabbos to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one is allowed to carry underneath the span covered by the bridge, even though again it's open on both sides. That's because, as we explained previously, we say P tikkur yoyed v'soysim. We take the thickness of the bridge, extend it all the way down, and it's as if there's walls. V'cham oysin v'cham aser this. And why is this stira? And that's because in the bridge case, even though there's rishus rabim going underneath the bridge, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not mevatel the mechitzas, and there's no problem, and you could still carry freely underneath the bridge. But over here in our mission, we said very clearly according to Rabbi Yehuda that emderech rabim v'askasa, it's mevatel the mechitzas, and we can't use pasi b'rais. So our blazer answers in a mechalafes. It's not a stira in a shita. Why is that? Because Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah explains the Savar Krib Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah holds like Rav Yehuda, the Amar of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Hadad the Tamar, Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to carry underneath the bridge, that's been Mefulash and Lebeka, only when it's open on both ends and there's fields on both ends, which means it's open to a Carmelis, not a Rosh Hashanah. Avol Mahay Mefulash and Rosh Hashanah, Aser. But if the underside of the bridge was exposed on both sides to Rosh Hashanah and people are walking underneath this bridge freely, so it's actually Aser to carry under the bridge because Rosh Hashanah is Mevato those Mechitzas. And that's just like our Mishnah, so there's no steering sheet to Rabbi Yehuda. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef says that this can't be. And that's because B'chol Atar in all places, Rabbi Lazar, Samech L'Rabbi Chiya Ruba. Rabbi Lazar relies on the opinion of Rabbi Chiya Ruba, Rabbi Chiya the Great, and Tan Rabbi Chiya teaches in a Braisa, Ketzem Atirin Rosh Hashanah, how could we matter Rosh Hashanah? In other words, when we have a Mavim Mefol Rosh Hashanah, it's open on both ends to Rosh Hashanah, how are we able to be matter it? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lechi Mikan, V'lechi Mikan, V'kari Mikan, V'kari Mikan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, all we need is a Lechi on either side or a Kaira on either side, and that's enough. Whereas the Chum say that no, lechi v'kair mikan, on one entrance into the mavoi, we need either a lechi or kaira, but v'yasu tzuris ha-pesach mikan, we need a proper tzuris ha-pesach on the other side. Now, what do we see from Rabbi Yehuda over here? Even when we have a mavoi that's open on both ends to Rosh Hashanah, we don't need to close it off with proper mechitzas. All we need is either a lechi or a kaira on either side, and that's perfectly fine, which means that the rabim is not mevatel the mechitzas. And v'kair mahachin, over here, you're going to say this, that Rabbi Lazar is going to answer for Rabbi Yehuda that the rabim will be mevatel the mechitzas. That can't be. The Rabbi Lazar goes to Rabbi Chiya, who just said in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbim is not Mevatel Mechitzas. And so therefore we have to have a different answer. Kan Be'eser. Over here, in this case of Mavim Mefulash that we just explained, that's referring to where the opening was no wider than 10 Amos, and therefore it's considered a proper Pesach, and that's why the Rabbim is not Mevatel it. But V'kan over here, in our case of Pasei B'Rois, B'Shloish Esrei, we had said in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that the gap in between the two Pasim, the two corners, is 13 Amos. That's wider than your standard entrance, and therefore, if the Rabbim walks freely back and forth through the Pasim, then it's actually mevatel them, and that's the difference. However, says the Gemara, Milei and Rabbanan Pligin, the following member from the Rabbanan argue with this. What's his memra? Vacham Ravacha says, Rabbi Shai Shaul Abba, Rabbi Shai asked my father, Kamati Peretzis Hamavi al Daitid Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how wide is the entranceway of a Mavi allowed to be? Vuam Milei responded to him, Mishlesh Etzrei, it's allowed to be 13 Amos wide. As we actually see in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that even the entranceway of a Mavi is allowed to be 13 Amos wide, and that's no problem, nothing needs to be changed. And Vakamra Hachin, over here, you want to say this? We just tried to answer answer a minute ago that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds the Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel Mechitzas of Pasei Birois is because they're 13 amos apart from each other, as opposed to Mavoi, where they're only 10 amos away. But we just said in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that even if the entranceway of the Mavoi is 13 amos, there's no problem. As we have to have now a different answer of why, in our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Rabbin walks freely through these Pasei Birois, then they're completely batel. And the answer is Rabban Tekesar and Amrin, they say as follows, Yodzayin on Beis on top, Taman, I made Rab Al Aparetz. Over there, we're talking about a regular Mavoi, which is Mefolish. There's more Aymed than Paretz. There's way more wall than there is open space. And therefore, even if the entranceway is 13 amos wide, there still is more Aymed than Paretz. Bram Hacha, over here with the Pasin, Paretz Rab Al Aymed. There's way more Paretz than Aymed, because all we have is a right angle of little boards that are 6 tfachim long, and that's it. And therefore, if the Rabban walks freely through this area, it is Mevatel, these Mechitzas, or whatever little Mechitzas we have. We're now going to the next part of Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda Mesira clarified that Pasei Birois works for one of three things, a Be'er HaRabim, Bar HaRabim, and Be'er HaYachid. But a Bar HaYachid is not able to have Pasei Birois. And the question is, Ma Bein Bar HaRabim, Ma Bein Bar HaYachid? What's the difference between a public bar and a private bar? Why is one allowed to have the Pasei and one not? And the answer is, at least in the Havamina, Bar HaRabim, Yash Lo Kol. Bar HaYachid, Ein Lo Kol. A Bar HaRabim, this is something that everybody uses. It has a kol. Everybody knows that the reason why the Pasei were set up is to enable people to be able to draw water for their animals. But a Bar HaYachid, this is a privately owned water cistern. It doesn't have a kol. People don't know why these pasin were set up because no one's allowed to use it except for the owner. And therefore, people see the owner carrying within these pasim. They're not going to realize that it's only there because of the well. They're going to think that this is a regular mechitza, even if you don't have a well. And therefore, pasin don't work for a Bar HaYachid. However, as the Gemara, that's the reason me'ata filu lebe'eroi. And the same thing should apply even to a privately owned well. Since only one person is allowed to use the well, people are still going to make the same mistake. Why is the guy carrying within these pasim? It must be it's considered a valid mechitza, and they're not going to know it's just because it's there for as well. As we have to have a different answer, el rather, bar harabim meimav ein mitsuyin l'chalos. That's a proper girsa. When we have a public water cistern, it's very uncommon, it's probably not going to happen that the water is going to get used up. Since this is something that everybody uses, people are going to make sure that there's always water in this bar. However, bar hayachid, when we're talking about a privately owned bar, meimav mitsuyin l'chalos, that's a proper girsa, the water very possibly will end up getting used up. Since it's only being used by one guy, he might forget to fill it up because he has a whole bunch of other things to take care of, and anyway, he's only taking care of his animals. He'll probably get another water source if he needs, and therefore there's a fear that he's going to end up carrying in here even when there's no water in the bar, which we had said 2 daf ago that that's usser. And the reason why we don't have this problem with a be'er hayachid is because, as we explained in the Mishnah, a be'er is a well. It has its own water source. It's coming from the ground. It's like a spring, and therefore there's no chashash that it's going to end up getting dried up, and that's why even an individual is allowed to use pasin for his privately owned well. Now, who do we pasin like? Rabbi Yaakov Acha and Amram quote Rabbi Yehuda, who says b'shem Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that the only thing pasin b'rois matters is a public be'er, not even a public bar, and for sure not anything privately owned. And a review of Avodah Matanya, review the father of Matanya says, Masis Amar Ken, our Mishnah tells us this. This is the first Mishnah. It says, oisin pasin libirois, that we can make pasin for wells. And that's mashma v'loy libirois, not for water cisterns. Asking where, how could you say that about Tanan? Our Mishnah says, Aval Bar HaYachid, oisin le mechitza gavaya asar tfachim de Rabbi Kiva, the corn to Rabbi Kiva, for a privately owned bar, we would have to make a mechitza that's 10 tfachim high. And so Rabbi Kiva is telling us clearly that he agrees that there are certain things that pasin birois do not work for, which technically means that the first Mishnah should also be able to be explained to corn to Rabbi Kiva. Because in essence, the first Mishnah is telling us that pasin birois works for some things and not others. So why are you telling me that it's only a corn to Rabbi Demimseir and not a corn to Rabbi Kiva? And therefore, Ella Kanan Kaiman, how would we establish Mishnah, Labar HaRabim, even for Bar de Rabim, Unichava saw, Isin Pasin Libeirois, Libeir HaRabim. And moving on to Allah, the Mishnah continues, Va'idam Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava also says the following, the previous Mishnah had Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's Shita, and so now we just continue with more from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Hagina Va'karpef, Shu Shivim Amu Vishirayim, Al Shivim Amu Vishirayim. If we have a garden or this Karpef, which again is an area outside the city enclosed by walls, usually just meant for storing wood and things like that, if this area is 70 Nabit Amas by 70 Nabit Amas, Mukevas Gather Gavai Asar Tvachim, and surrounded by a wall or a fence that's 10 Tvachim high, Metaltalin Besaicha, one is allowed to carry in it, Obavache Bashemera, as long as there's a guardhouse, a base dira, or a place to live, Oshite Smuchalair, or it's right near the city. In other words, as we said previously, and now we're learning in Shitas Rebidim Bava, anytime we have something surrounded by walls, but not Mukaf Ladira, not meant for living, it's a carmelis, and no carrying is allowed at all, unless, says Rebidim Bava, there's something here which allows us to treat it like a place for dira, such as we said, a guard hut, an actual base dira, or it's right near the city. Then it's allowed to be 70 and a bit by 70 and a bit amas, and we're allowed to carry freely here. Now the question is, where do we get this number from? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Adam Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Chulu, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman says, "B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, mechatzar Mishkan lamdu." This is learned from the chatzar of the Mishkan. What does the pasuk tell us about the Mishkan? Ayrech chatzar mea ba'ama v'roichav chamishim b'chamishim. The length of the chatzar was 100 amos, and its width was 50 by 50. In other words, it was two blocks of 50 by 50 amos placed together, which basically means that the chatzar was 100 by 50 amos. And now it's time for you to put your math cap on and take out your calculator, so we can see how 100 by 50 amos is more or less the same thing as 70 and a bit by 70 and a bit. And here's how it works: 50 times 100 amos, hachamsha alfin. That's a total of 5,000 square amos. Now shuvin min shuvin, 70 amos by 70 amos. Pay attention to the gears that change. Hachamsha alfin pura mea. That's 5,000 minus 100, which means it's 4,900 amos. And utaninon shivin v'shirayim. Our mishnah says 70 and a bit amos by 70 and a bit amos. And that measurement, meaning that bit amma being added here and the bit amma being added there, is a total of just about 5,000. Now we're going to get even more detailed. V'tani Shmuel. Shmuel taught in a braisa, and here we have a girsa change. Shevim amma u'shnei shlishei amma shanu. That this 70 and a bit, how much is this bit? It's 2/3 of an amma. So really, it's 70 and 2/3 amas by 70 and 2/3 amas. That's going to be like the chatzar mishkan. How does this work? So we've already said that 70 by 70 is 4,900 square amas. So now we're just focusing on the extra 2/3 of an amma here and extra 2/3 of an amma there. And so the Gemara continues. Shuvin zimnin min train taltusin v'shivin zimnin min train taltusin. 70 times 2/3 of an amma and 70 times another 2/3 of an amma, because remember, we have an extra 2/3 of an amma on each side. So it's 70 times 2/3 of an amma times 2. How much does that get us? Yudchas amal alfa on top. To avdin mevar boin taltusin, mevar boin taltusin. That's a total of 140/3 and 140/3. Because if we're taking 70 times 2/3, that means it's 140 1/3 plus another 140 1/3. Now, if we want to turn that into units of an amma and not 1/3 of an amma, so basically we do 280/3 of an amma divided by 3. Shehein tishim v'shalish amu shlish. That's a total of 93 1/3 square amas. So that makes a total of 5,993 1/3 square amas. However, we have to take out some of this. Seimehen arba teshuin la'arba ruchais. We have to take out 4/9 from the four corners. Don't forget that our added strip of 70 amas by 2/3 of an amma on each side are sharing a corner space because these two strips are meeting up at a corner. Imagine these two strips overlap. And that corner is 4/9 of an amma, so we have to subtract that from the amount that we have. And ishtayr sham tisha asar taltusin chaser tishua, which means that what we're missing in comparison to the chatzar mishkan is 19 units of 1/3 of an amma minus 1/9. In other words, to make it much less complicated, the area of the mishkan, which is 50 by 100 amas, is a total of 5,000 square amas, and the area covered by a square, which is 70 2/3 by 70 2/3, has a total of 4,993 7/9. And regarding this very small discrepancy, it's not a problem. It's like it was taught in a braisa. Yesh kan davar kal. There's something very small over here. I mean, the difference between the two is tiny. V'lo yacham lamid olav, and the chamim couldn't determine exactly how much it is. Not they weren't able to, but that fraction is so small. To say in the Mishnah would be even more confusing, and therefore they just kept it simple by saying 70 and a bit by 70 and a bit, which we know by now is 70 and 2/3 and a tiny little bit, and 70 and 2/3 and a tiny little bit, and that just makes it more simple for everyone all around. And again, we're learning that from Chatzar Mishkan. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this, carrying in a car for one of these areas, which is not Mukaf Ladira. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.